thank you very much. I even think I understood the French, so thank you. Funke is actually a company and not an association. So I'm here today with another hat on, and that is that I'm also the vice chair of the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, IAAP. And I'm extremely proud to have my little Mickey Mouse pin here from Disney, because Jay Cardinale, whom I think many of you already know from Disney, he was supposed to be here, and I'm just stepping in for him. He's our chairman in the Global Leadership Council of IAAP, and I'm the vice chair. So I'm sorry you don't get Jay, but you get to know me instead. I try to do his work as good as I can, and I'm extremely happy about the pin. So don't take it that away from me. We are the company that I run, Funke, is an accessibility consultancy. We do a lot of research and innovation. We work mainly in the ICT arena, but also in the built environment. And we were created by the disability organizations in Sweden more than 20 years ago, but turned into a privately owned commercial company in the year 2000. We're one of the founders of IAAP, this member organization. We saw a need for better quality assurance around the industry of accessibility experts, because anyone can call themselves an expert in accessibility today, and not everyone has a scientific background or know exactly how to interpret standards and so on. And that means that some of these stamps and things that we have been hearing about these 2 days are not really working. That is at least our experience, because you can find this stamp, or you can find information about something that is supposed to be accessible, and then when you go there, it's not accessible anyway. Maybe it's not updated, or they use another way of measuring and so on. So we feel a need for standardization in this, and also for a way to make sure that everyone that works with accessibility really knows what they are talking about. So that was the idea behind this organization. I'm also one of the experts to the European Commission called WADEX. I'll talk a little bit about the Web Accessibility Directive. That's the WAD in WAD. So that is the new legislation that entered into force on the 23rd of September this year in all European member states. So I'm still working with the Commission on that. And I'm also part of the ETSI, which is a standardization organization from the industry, the Special Task Force 536. That sounds very action-wide, but a standard is not really actions, but they're important. We usually say about standards that they are a sure way to lose friends and put family asleep. Standards are not easy to understand, but they are important, and we need standards to move on. I was also one of the technical experts in the Mandate 376 leading up to the European Norm 301549, which is the European ICT standard that is now covering both the Procurement Directive and also the Web Accessibility Directive, and will be the basis of the minimum requirements for the European Accessibility Act, which we hope and think might become true this December. And now we're also working on the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.1, which were released now in June, and our own website were one of the testing sites for the new success criteria, so we are very happy about that. And I have a background, as you heard, in the Organization for Visually Impaired and also Independent Living, but that was many years ago. I've been at Funke for 15 years now. So. We have heard already in this conference that the websites are important for many different reasons. When you choose your destination or want to go somewhere as a tourist, and really I've heard a lot about the information around accessibility and stamps and so on. But I think there's a much greater need. Anyone with a disability or without a disability needs very much information today. Before we go anywhere, we know where we are going, mostly. So the information needs not only to be there, but it needs to be updated and relevant and, of course, accessible. Also, it's a marketing opportunity, as the former speaker said. If you market even if you don't need 100 hours to learn about marketing, maybe, I agree that should be more of accessibility, but still the marketing way of marketing, if you can include people and say that we are inclusive and this is really possible for children and elderly and disabled and everyone, then I think that is a great marketing opportunity. So what you do and how you do it and where you market. I totally agree that we shouldn't put the disability stamps like a specific extra thing, because because then accessibility will always be some kind of bonus that you can choose to have or not to have. I believe it must be there and it should always be there. So it should be part of the just ordinary marketing. It should be day-to-day work, business as usual. Accessibility should always be there. And if there is an accessibility problem, which there of course can be, I mean, in many places for historical reasons or whatever, then you need to communicate that in a good way. Also the booking, how you book your travels now. We work a lot with travel agencies and airplanes and so on. And today you're doing all the booking yourself. And if the websites are not accessible, then how can you book your travel in a good way? Also these hotel booking sites and so on. And many of these are really lousy when it comes to the digital accessibility. And when you are at the destination, of course, most of us today with social media and so on, we want to share our experiences. So that way of also sharing our experiences or letting our friends know where we are, that also needs to be accessible, of course. We need to have possibilities to share our experiences in an accessible way. And the internet really has some fantastic possibilities to help in many of these cases, but only if it's accessible to everyone. So the current situation in society at all, and that goes for tourism as well, is really we have an aging population, surprise, and a very fast technological development, which gets anyone over 18 years of age to feel old. Believe me, I've been there for a long time. And really today, the users, we have less of a choice. We are supposed to do our banking online. We are paying our taxes online. We are voting in some countries online. We are doing everything online today. And if this is not possible and not working for us, then we are really excluded from many, many things. So, I mean, a lot in this conference has to do with the built environment and transportation and so on. And I don't say that that is not important, because of course it is extremely important. But the digital, the online life we live are so, it's really, impacting everyday life to very, very many people. There's also increased regulations now coming up, at least in Europe. And I know that this European standard is also being used in other parts of the world. I'm going to Australia in a couple of weeks to help the government there to implement the European standard, which is nice. And all these updates are, of course, making it even easier to make accessible apps and other new technology and make it accessible. So this is where we are standing today, and we need to do something to really help get the level of accessibility in the digital arena much better. So that's why we founded the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, IAAP. And when I say we, I mean Funka. We are a small consultancy specializing in accessibility, but we had great help from Microsoft, IBM, Adobe, a lot of large banks and so on. So there was a group of 12 to 14 companies in the beginning who went together and said, we need to form, to do something together. We need to join forces to be able to really change the world, the digital world. And the idea of this organization is that it's a member organization, and anyone is welcome to join, of course. And really the goal is to define, promote, and improve the professional of being an accessibility specialist, and really trying to help also persons with disabilities or without disabilities to become experts in accessibility and do this, have this maybe as a profession, and for the persons that are already living as professional accessibility experts, maybe to raise their salary or at least get some kind of diploma or certificate to prove that they are actually good professionals, and so we can make sure that it is a real profession and just not something nice to have. So how do we do this? Of course, networking. We have a lot of forums where you can discuss and learn from others and share experiences from the world leaders, I would say. We are now 1,400 members that are individual members and also organizational members, and many of the leading experts in accessibility is already members. The focus so far is in ICT, but there is a broad spectrum of other companies as well, and we really want to make sure that we also get the built environment more represented in the future. We're also providing education, training of different arts, online webinars, physical meetups and so on, all over the world. We have members in 42 countries. That is mainly US, I mean North America, South America, Europe, and a little bit in Asia, but still 42 countries is quite impressive after just a couple of years. And we do work also with certification. So the idea is that to provide training and make sure that professionals in accessibility can be certified to prove their abilities and their qualitative way of working. And today we have two certifications that are live. And these are made together with an international certification body, so they are valid all over the world, and it's not something we sort of invented. It's a very, very qualitative process. And and the exams can be taken online or in physical venues all over the world. So we have collaboration with a company called CryptZone, who is providing rooms or possibilities for exams in physical ways. And the two certifications that we provide today is the core competencies in accessibility, which is a basic, the first step in certification that anyone that works with accessibility really needs to know. It covers target groups and statistics and what is universal design, what does accessibility mean, and legislation and so on. And the second certification that we provide today is Web Accessibility Specialist. So that is sort of a number two, an add-on, which makes you gets you a certificate in the web access. That is quite a technical exam. And we are now working on a third certification possibility, which is for procurers. So anyone that buy or procure ICT needs to know about accessibility, because really it is when you choose what system or supplier you want to work with, that is when you can really make a difference and make sure that you get something that is accessible. And we are then adding on more and more certifications. And what I would like to hear from all of you is if there is an interest for some kind of certification in the tourism industry, because I think that would help also to provide training and so on. And we have seen when we start talking about certification, then we create demand, and then comes the demand for training. So it's easier if you can sort of wave a certification to the companies that need this help in accessibility. That is also making them willing to pay for the training. So that could be an idea also for the tourism sector, and that is really why I'm here, to see if there is an interest in this and if we could work together. So today, IAAP members are generalist ICT companies, large corporations and small companies, and experts or specialists in accessibility, of course, universities, we have a lot of academia, banks, public sector, and then there is something in the bottom. Oh, that's disabled persons organization. I cannot see thank you. I cannot see the end of the slide because of the captioning. But I remember it's a disabled persons organization, which is, of course, one of the most important parts of our membership. And they pay much, much, much less, of course, than the large corporations. There is a differentiated price list. So that is how we look today. And I would be really happy if I could come back home and say that now we also have some representation in our membership from the tourism industry. The benefits of being a member is, of course, to learn from others. It's an open community. You can discuss and start new threads in the online community we have, and discuss specifically on very small, nerdy things. And people already do that. That could be design, it could be text, it could be how you present, how you perform things, how you communicate with a person with a disability, some really technical things. It could be anything. We also provide webinars and training. And of course, discounts on several events and so on, so members get an extra benefit. And I believe that when you are a member of IAAP, you also help to shape the future for the profession of accessibility professionals. I will stop here and just say that we do have an event in Brussels on the 5th of December, so I have some papers with me, if somebody is interested in that, where we will concentrate on the web accessibility regulations, and also that is organized by IAAP, and I hope that you might be able to join us there, or just come up to me after the session, and I'll make sure that you get all the information you could possibly imagine around this organization. Thank you.